The antibiotics, institutions themselves are corrupt. Let me be clear with you. Particularly the LACC. The current head of the LACC should not be there right now as we speak. Because Mr. Mumbasi is not a Liberian and are purporting to be a Liberian in itself is corrupt. Therefore, should not be there. So we start by correcting those measures first within the antibiotic institution themselves. These institutions were funded in order to meet international benchmark. So when these people are sending their money to us through whatever gift, whatever bond, whatever print, they can be sure that the money will meet its intended purpose. But because the institutions are corrupt, we cannot find it. There are so many records to know that. Am I impressed with the fight against corruption? No. I'm not impressed. In 3 months, there were assets liquidated that was banned or proposed by the government. We printed $4 billion, today there is no $1 billion on the market. In refugees, if you go to the money changing people, there are more US dollars than $1 billion. The rate has dropped significantly from here to here without any change in the structure. Because these things have to be done exponentially. When the US dollar is coming down, it means that the bread dollar is gaining strength. And then prices will have to decrease. Or prices are the same, the US dollar is very low, the bread dollar is yes. So I am not impressed. Okay? With respect to what I have been involved with corruption, you know, they take you to the market, you go to buy the team, keep the price. Those are funny, funny things. But corruption in itself as an administrator, I have not been and I don't think I will be because I have integrity. And that's the only way you can fight these things. When you choose the one who takes small gifts, small plastic bag, and you sell your integrity, and then there's nothing left.